Snow is falling across all of eastern and central Massachusetts right now. This latest winter storm is going to make a mess of the morning commute and leave plenty of snow before it's done. For the forecast, we turn, as always, to WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Rupa.
Okay, so what's going on right now?
Well, we have the snow falling across the area, of course, and I'm looking at visibility generally down to a half to a even a quarter mile in a few places. Norwood, for example, is about three quarters of a mile, which means that the snow is accumulating at rates of about a half an inch to up to an inch an hour right now.
And it's going to be a bad morning commute, right? Just how intense will it get?
Yeah, so we're thinking that between now and about 11 o'clock in the morning is when most of the snow is actually going to fall. So we've already had some snow down across the area, a couple of inches, depending on where you are. And the snow will continue to be heavy all the way up through about 11 to maybe noontime, and then it's going to start to taper off. At the same time, we're watching an area of sleet right now down towards Connecticut, south coast of Rhode Island, as well as the Cape and the Islands, and that's also continuing to move off towards the north. So at the same time the precip's moving out, we're going to have the sleet move in. It's not that we're going to have a lot of sleet, but the changeover line and the end of the heavy line are kind of going to coincide with each other.
We're going to have sleet and some rain, right? What does that mean for ice?
So the rain will be mostly south of the city. I don't think the rain line's ever going to get anywhere north of sort of southeastern Massachusetts, Cape and the Islands. But we will have some sleet in the city before it ends, and then we'll just have lighter snow this afternoon. I'm not expecting that we're going to have major problems with ice at all. It's just kind of going to be more of an inconvenience because it's going to make the snow heavier and wetter to move. So I'm suggesting rather than some storms where it's all light and fluffy and you can kind of wait to the end, I would say continue to kind of clean up throughout the storm this morning. And once you really start seeing that sleet mix in, make sure you're kind of cleaned up as much as possible because then it gets heavier and wetter.
Okay. When does this move out? When are we done?
So we're completely done not till this evening. I think that we're going to see lighter snow this afternoon, could accumulate a few light, fluffy inches after 4 or 5 o'clock, all the way up until, so let's say, 8 or 9 o'clock this evening, maybe even a little bit later over eastern Massachusetts. So when you go to bed tonight, if you went to bed early, you may get up to a little coating or an inch of snow on the ground. And then tomorrow's just sunny and cold, only near freezing.
And then could you go through the snow totals for us for each area?
Yeah, absolutely. It looks like around a Mass Pike and points northward, it's generally a 6 to 12-inch storm, and then south of there, it's generally a 4 to 8-inch, until you get to southeastern Massachusetts, where it's about 2 to 5 inches, Cape and the Islands, maybe a coating to a couple of inches, especially the outer Cape, where it's already so mild.
Any relief this weekend?
There'll be relief in terms of not precipitating, but it's going to be a cold weekend, 35 to maybe as high as 40 in a few isolated spots on Sunday, and then Monday's even colder. We have a little bit of Arctic air coming in Sunday night. That means temperatures go down into the single digits Sunday night and Monday morning. It's only in the low 20s on Monday, but Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday right now, just seasonable, upper 30s to around 40, so a little bit of melting going on.
All right, that gives us something to look forward to. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a good morning.
You too.